Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'll be honest with you, the pregame for the Mike O'Mara Show sometimes just as entertaining as the regular show as it was today. I know you're going to hear a lot about a particular intern. You heard about him yesterday. You're going to hear about him on the bonus show this week, done by Rob and Oscar. I will tell you, and thank you guys for allowing me to go through a really delightful experience yesterday.
Yesterday was injection day, Mike.
It was injection day, yes. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you all about it. Needless to say, when they say, do you want anesthesia? You probably, you know, that question in of itself, well, I'll get to it.
All okay? right.
I said no. Mr. Brave! Anyway,
so... I asked the same thing to Oscar before the bonus show.
Do you want anesthesia? Yeah, Oscar's tremendously under the weather.
He is.
Oscar's not feeling well.
He looks like a pile of sick.
Coming in here, did an extra show, helped me out yesterday, and then he's in here suffering. But, you know, Oscar, we like to have Oscar here because he's always in the know.
In the know.
I mean, it's just a good day all around for me. It's Friday. Got some decent news on the show.
Yeah.
Rob Spiewak gave me this.
In the know.
In the know.
In the know. But I know you're going to hear a lot about it, but we love him to death because he's an intern that fits the criteria of the land of misfit toys. That's why we love our Mac. That's why.
Why am I such a misfit?
The thing, wouldn't you say the thing it is about an intern? You can be a total screw up, but if you love the show.
Passion.
And you love being around.
You really care about the show.
And you really care, yeah. Which he does. You know, it's he's here, and when we welcome him with open arms, but it doesn't prevent us from judging him and passing judgment on some of his activities.
And you know, judgment is a strong word. What we're doing is we are
taking interest,
analyzing to improve him. Because
he's like a son.
He's made strides.
Or a brother.
Made great strides in his time with us.
We're talking about Mike McIntosh. Mike McIntosh, who it was discovered is an online gamer. Is a gamer extraordinaire. Is a gamer that, I know that.
He's a CPU gamer. CPU gamer.
What's
a CPU
gamer?
Computer console gamer.
A computer console game.
Yeah, so Mike, the two lines, and again, I'm new to this world. So the consoles are your Xbox and PS4.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Your computer gaming would be your World of Warcraft and your Overwatch.
And so these are the heavy duty guys.
These are where you would read stories of the poor kid in South Korea that died of malnutrition.
These are the people that
build computers for gaming.
Yes.
They actually go and they buy particular structured computers that are ideal for gaming.
Have you ever dabbled in this? Have you ever gotten into this at all?
Not in the gaming, but I do build computers, as you know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And Pony's more of a Leisure Suit Larry guy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means so much to people 12 years ago.
That's great.
Someone's laughing.
Yeah.
Hey, get used to that, Oscar. That happens more and more.
Yeah, more and more. Father
That's
time.
That's going to go on. The thing about it is these games we're talking about, would it be safe to describe them as fantasy role-playing games?
Yeah, they're open-world games, first-person shooters.
There's what makes them special?
A plethora.
I love a first-person shooter because I like to get on offline, put a game into a console, and shoot things and blow things up and try to drive cars and try to fly jets and try to do all that. That's it. Outside of that, I don't have any interest in
You have no interest in communicating with other gamers at all. In fact, that puts you off.
Well, the thing is, though, that I understand, though, in the world of gaming, that this is a massive deal.
Multi-billion-dollar business, and now I know why, because I'm Mike in the know.
In the know. That's right, Nick.
In the know.
Okay. So, I understand that he's into it. I understand that he loves it. But even that did not prepare me for the amazing statistic that I received before we came on the air.
Yes.
It's truly spectacular, and Oscar had it for me, and this is the amount of time this young lad spends at his computer console just playing a game. Playing a game by himself. Now, there might be other people online.
Yes.
But he's sitting there in his skivvies, in his bedroom, at his mom's
That's
house.
That's the grossest picture you have painted in
Thank
2
you.
Years.
Thank you.
Just really bad.
Game, probably with some snacks. Probably with a sugary soda. Now, what does he drink when he comes?
Mountain Dew guy. He's a Mountain Dew guy.
Is he a Mountain Dew guy?
He's a sugary Mountain Dew guy.
Yeah.
Loaded with caffeine and everything that's possibly bad for you. What is his total time? Now, it will give me all the stats because
okay.
I know there are
Pony, I want you to tip in first before I divulge.
Okay, so yesterday we gave you some details on how much time he spent on one game.
Yes.
Really important. Yesterday's numbers was one single game.
And,
right.
And you'll hear some of that on the bonus show as well. So over the
and
course,
by the way, the bonus show will be an entirely different.
It's a
tack
it's
with
a
Mac,
separate show. It's
where you're talking about another thing.
That's
that he,
a deep dive into Mac
he
land.
Didn't do
and yeah. a magical walk on by a show regular.
Yes,
yes. That's very
yes.
exciting.
Yes. Nice tease.
Thank you.
So as the day went by after our recording yesterday, I sat there and I said, "Wait a second." Mac briefly mentioned something about him. And his overall gaming time on multiple games.
Yeah.
That it was higher than this just one Overwatch game that I'm playing tonight at 8 p.m.
Of course,
Oscar Santana,
the statistic
hashtag 1777. Hope to see you there.
You.
Yeah.
I see it online. People are looking for you, Oscar.
Yeah,
they're trying to find you.
Saw a couple creeps saying, "I didn't find you."
So, I couldn't find him. I looked for hours.
And I had to play with myself.
My headset came in last night.
He's into it. But yeah. Washington.
So I'm sitting there and I get a text from Mac
a hot text yesterday evening
and he was basically saying, you know, you miscalculated the numbers, Tech 411 is finally edited, it's been 7 days, we have to fix Todd's Skype voice, and the whole time I'm thinking he's just giving me excuses, rolling up to the hey, Tech 411 doesn't sound like the Michael Mara show because I'm a poor board op, right? But we'll get to that later.
I remember on yesterday's show I was busting his chops for the delay in
of a Sunday recording to a Thursday Friday release.
That's
right?
A little ridiculous.
They turned the show Friends faster than that.
Exactly. Major video operation. Thank you.
So he divulges once we're online late last night, because I'm just trying to, it's a great way to clear your mind. That's why.
Mindless,
yeah,
right?
You totally forget about everything for 35, 40 minutes, right?
I've been on analyst couches before. It's called self-hypnosis.
Yeah, that's exactly what, and I'm into it now because it really lets me forget about everything.
Cherry bar.
I think it's good for you. I really do. I like it. Well, that's a different type
that's
of
a, no, That's a kind
that's
of
a more expensive
as well.
Form of self-hypnosis.
He divulges, and if I could get a timpani, that'd be awesome, Mike, if you don't mind.
How about that? How's that?
Look at that.
In the past 8 years, Mac McIntosh, intern to the stars, has spent no less than 280 days gaming on a CPU.
Wow.
Now, 280 days?
Days.
24-hour days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Now,
what a dumbass.
Oh, my God.
A few factors to take into account.
Wow.
And again, Mac, I'm sorry you're not here to defend yourself. I don't know how you could.
That's getting up in the morning. That's many, many instances of getting up in the morning and playing until you go to sleep at night.
Even if he took a break to walk around for sheer circulation's sake of his body, right?
Right. You know so that means
he doesn't atrophy.
If you include sleeping, driving, everything. He has spent for the last 8 years 9.5% of his time gaming.
Oh my God.
9.5%.
That's got to be. Look, I know these kids die doing it, but this has got to be
no
up
such
there.
Luck.
That's got to be way up there. Oh, God. Rob.
That's horrible.
That's
Who
horrible.
Said that? Now, you what don't say things like that, Adrian. That's bad.
Didn't mean it.
Wow. So, I know.
9.5%. Now, if
that's astonishing.
If that's your financial guy, you're happy
oh
over that. You're like, man, 9.5, that's great. We're averaging 10. Why not? But this is guy's life, right?
As somebody who just started playing, Oscar, is it something that you could see?
No. I have responsibility, even as a kid.
No,
I couldn't fathom it.
That's liking to do that more than taking a dump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
oh, well, woe be unto you if you spend 10% of your life on the toilet.
Oh, well, I have. Why, I'm buying a new one today.
Mike.
Yeah.
In fact, I never do.
He's in his mid-20s. Another layer.
Yeah. Yeah.
To this.
He's on the steamroller to 30 and playing games.
This blooming onion that is Mike. I mean, that is Mac. I'm
right.
Sorry. You sit there and I'm like, oh man, okay, you've got 280 days, 9.5% of his life in the past 8 years.
He probably knows those games backward and forward.
Yeah, but this,
in the know.
Yeah, he's got the skills.
This is also
skills.
Prime for a kid his age, poontang time.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, that we will.
Which brings
established
us to this
that.
A very important point, Mike, ladies. He's single.
He's single. He's got strong fingers.
Oh, dear.
So if you remember being, say, he's 24 now, right? Let's say he's 24. Do you remember being 16 and what you were interested at 16?
Might have been 14 for me. It's why I became a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking about one thing. This makes sense. This is what it's all about. This is the fights with the parents when he said he was going to school. He wasn't going to school. He was playing that game.
Yeah. That's
He's
his priority.
Been playing that game. That's his priority in life. Got to take it away from him. Got to take it away. You got to break that. That's not healthy. I say that as a supervisor at his workplace. Not healthy. I like everybody looking at
I knew a guy.
Yeah, you try it, Mike. You try to take that
I knew
away.
A guy that grew up in Canada. He was all right though. But when he was being punished as a kid, his parents would go into his room and take his what he said, they took my cords. They took, like, you know, the AC adapters. Yeah, so they left all the components, but they took his cords. So that's what we need to do.
I'm stunned.
We need to go into Mac's lair and steal his cords.
A year of his life, basically, spent gaming.
Yeah.
Or
that's stunning.
You pull my sister, Tatiana Santana, and you walk in with scissors and you cut the power cord.
Literal cord cut.
Wow. Cuts. Wow.
Yeah. You say, look. We made a deal. You broke the deal. Now we got to cut the power cord.
It's kind of dangerous.
You know, the thing is...
it wasn't plugged in. She just...
Okay.
It was more of a visual. I'm a magician. I'm going to cut this power cord.
Yeah.
That way we can't even plug it back in.
All I know... This is why this surprises me, though, because we've had him associated with us for so long, and this is for his mom and dad. I would think on the very basic level of not having their son around, that would alert them. That would be a red flag, but then it dawned on me. I'm stunned. How could they not like having Mac around?
That's true. They think, you know what? That boy lately, for the past 8 years, he's been so good.
Right.
Out of our hair.
Or Mac hoodwinked them and said, I'm going to be a computer programmer. I'm programming. But
sure.
All he was doing was playing other people's work.
Yeah.
Well, it might be those magical five words, though.
Well, five words?
We didn't really miss him.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The cup holder defines American culture at this point. We can't hold the cup. People get in the car. Where is the cup holder in this car? This is insane. Get some wheels on the luggage. Get me a belt clip for my cell phone. Get me an earpiece, too, and not one that you take in and out. Drill it right into the side of my skull. You have a dog, and the dog, they give you a leash with this extra leash wound up inside. In case the dog pulls it, you hit the button, let the line out like he's a marlin. Nobody wants to do anything but lie in bed. Anything, if you're not in bed, it's work. Even death, people want to be in bed. I always read that he died in his deathbed. I always read that in the paper. Why would you even buy a bed like that? How are you going to start feeling better sleeping in a deathbed? Where is that section of the furniture store? These are our deathbeds over here. We also have a death side table, death reading lamp. Is that a death clock radio? Yes, but there's no snooze. Either you get up or you don't.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Fiverr Studios in Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air, the Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredible loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by Distilled.
Ooh.
Oh, boy, are these jeans flying off the shelves. If you're skipping your car payment to buy a new pair of jeans, fear no more. You're paying too much.
Right.
The struggle is real. The struggle is real. You don't want bargain bin denim that's going to fall apart, but the really good pairs of jeans cost hundreds of dollars until now. Oscar's wearing his Distilled DSTLD jeans. They have revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless, luxury-grade denim so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars starting at just $75. Distilled eliminates excessive markups by refusing to work with those pesky middlemen.
I hate a middleman.
They ship directly to you free, and they guarantee the fit. If the fiends don't jit, they will send you a new pair
right.
until the jit is perfect. No, if they don't fit, they'll just send them back, and they'll send you the ones that do. And just in time
happen.
For the cold, you can pair them with the, where'd you get that new jacket?
The network gave it to me.
Men's and women's denim and leather jackets are available with the same superior quality and an effortless style as Distilled jeans. You will love them. Just go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get $10 off your first order. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for $10 off right now.
Now is the time.
Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. Thank you. We are glad to have you with us on the Mike O'Mara
Show. It's a shame
today.
You're not in studio, Mike, when Oscar does his modeling.
Yeah.
Yes,
it really
it's
is something. It really, the camera doesn't capture it.
Was that a crotch thrust that we got
yeah,
today? A
yeah,
bit?
It was
well,
more
I
than one.
A hike.
The Distilled jeans fit so well that, you know, sometimes when you buy the wrong jeans and they're designer jeans, they have a taper to them that doesn't allow the right fit around your midsection, your package.
Right.
But let's be honest, Oscar.
Still does it right.
The reason you wear them, and Rob and I, you know, we could say we can understand, but no,
yeah,
we don't.
No.
That's just the way that that rolls. But
yeah, but I guess what I was wanting to accentuate on today's program
is... Will you
is,
thrust yes. again for Mike?
He accentuated.
No, please don't.
No, please.
No.
Mike, make
no.
him feel better.
No.
Adrian, get this
no.
on video.
Is that the package?
No.
The package
no,
fit
no.
is has just
okay,
as well.
Thank you. Don't need to see that. No, sit. You're sick.
It's your,
please stay in your
show.
You
okay.
sit.
You
stay. Stay. Leave it. Good, Oscar.
Oh,
who's
Lord.
A good boy?
Thanks to both of my compadres for tackling our extra hour yesterday. Without yours truly, allowing
we missed
me
you.
To fly out of the house and get right down to the latest medical procedure that I had done. All right, here's the deal. I went up to Boston. Went up to New England
Ship it up.
For the holidays. And the
drop
right hip
O'Mara's.
Situation deteriorated rapidly. It was to a point where actually putting weight on it was starting to hurt, and it really sucked. I was sitting there up in Maine and saying to myself, okay, 2017, get the insurance thing straightened out, which I have. Get everything. Yeah, just in time for it to be repealed.
That's right, and replaced.
So I'm very excited. Yeah, and replaced. Very excited about that. There is nothing that comes across my desk or my computer that's written about that repeal and replace thing that I do not like laser focus
yeah.
on.
Yeah,
because
it's
I'm
like
Johnny,
new Coke. You
I'm,
hope it's
I'm,
better.
I'm
but
Johnny
it's not.
Pre-existing condition. I'm terrified of losing my insurance, like a lot of Americans.
I know, remember somebody, when that was your DJ name. Johnny
yes.
pre-existing condition. It didn't fit
Johnny
in a jingle.
Yeah. So I was off yesterday because I said, I'm going to tackle the insurance situation. I'm going to tackle the health thing. Even if I can't get the thing radically dealt with like I did on the left side, I'm going to try to do I'm going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at this to see what happens. So I went to a pain guy who my surgeon recommended who tied me over until, I need to get this procedure done. And so I was off to the pain guy. We talked about this. How are you two related? When he
yeah.
said that to my
right.
wife.
Is the pain guy in the know?
The pain guy, I would say, is unquestionably
in the know.
By the way, Nikki Diamond on the show today
yes.
to talk playoff football.
Playoff football.
Very, very exciting. So it was off to the pain guy. and it was off to his office, and they said, well, I've got a way of giving an injection that's a little different than ones you've had. We use an X-ray.
No.
We use an X-ray, and I follow the needle into the exact spot that I want to put it to, so you can get that relief, and they can put the steroidal, like cortisone, I think they call it, whatever
sure.
the whatever the stuff is they inject you
that's
with.
Pretty,
to help.
That's pretty fancy
the
stuff.
The cream of the clear.
Yeah.
Well, he, I go into his the bottom part of this behemoth of an office they have. I mean, this place. Is a factory.
The sex
right. Southwest Florida and pain.
Sure.
You know, you have, I actually.
They're loosey-goosey with their pain drugs, I've heard, Mike. That's a fact. That is a fact.
Yeah, hand them out like Tic Tacs.
People drive from North Carolina and they yes. drive from Georgia to Florida to get their yeah. meds
yeah.
or they're addicted because they are loosey-goosey with those meds.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I be honest with you? I apologized to Carla yesterday because we sat into this this waiting room that I knew would look like it would look yesterday with everybody, just the parade of, and I look, even in my depleted condition, I'm about 10 to 20 years younger than the majority of these people
okay.
I'm watching.
All right.
Okay. This guy yesterday said, you know, they said, what is your birthday, sir? I heard, I believe, 1928. That's how old some of these people are. So I'm sitting there, and I looked over at Carla, and I said, Carla, I am so sorry. I said, I want to get this crap fixed so you don't have to sit here and deal with this. And we go in there, and I would give the grade of the office an overall B. A solid B.
On what criteria?
On preparation, on
efficiency, you know,
the efficiency.
Magazines.
As far as bedside manner, I would give them about a D minus.
Oh boy.
Mm. And here's the first thing, okay? I am so hypersensitive now to how people handle other people, not even me, but even when I watch them with other elderly people, because I'm all about the empathy, because I've lived it a little bit.
You're the advocate.
Yeah.
And I want to just look at it. So when the pregnant lady rolled over to me in her chair and took her thermal undershirt that she had under her surgical outfit and covered her hand with it when she slid the glass open, and she was chewing and eating something. I mean, my rules were violated right away. You know what I mean? Which
yeah.
is, you come to the counter to deal with a patient eating. Your etiquette is so, you have already established to me that I don't deserve the slightest modicum of decorum in a professional environment.
She does not care. She doesn't
care. She doesn't care.
Not
a
bit.
She's tired and she's haggard.
Fussy.
And, but that's not a deal breaker. But it is the first line, you know, what do they say? The director of first impressions.
Yes,
we used to
yes.
call our receptionist at WAVA. The thing is, that's my first, and I kind of go,
Colette.
You know, inside, not to, you know, not outside where people can hear it. To myself, I'm giving the Napoleon sigh, where I'm just going, oh, here we go.
Yeah. So it's
here
fixable, but they've laid a bad bedrock for your
there
day.
There are two of them. There's one on the right, one on the left. I got the one on the left. The one on the right is, thanks, hon. I got. She's like a 22-year-old that's telling
yes,
people, hon.
Is.
I like that. I'm all in about that. That's treating the old people with
that
a little love,
stuff.
Showing them the love. And
positive
so,
energy.
I'm, but I'm sitting there. I'm uptight about this to start with because I know that at the end of this little rainbow, there is going to be anywhere from a little moderate pain to something that's going to actually make me want to chew my arm off.
Right.
Okay, so I know so I'm a little nervous. Carla's in there, and it's just going in to get an injection.
That's
but
all.
This is the question I get when I walk up to the they've given me instructions to have a driver with me. They've given me
Ooh.
Instructions as to how long this might take, and I finally figured it out on my own after I asked a couple of questions. But she... I check in, and I've gotten injections before. She looks at me, and she says, so will you be having anesthesia today?
Mm.
And I'm like, and I'm really, I resist the urge to go, gee, I'm not a f***ing doctor. Maybe I shouldn't be making that call, you know? will I be having it? Like, I brought it in the trunk of my car, okay? I'm getting an injection. I said, well, I've never had it for an injection before. And apparently it's my choice whether I want to be knocked out to get a shot. Well, I don't want to be knocked out to get a shot.
Because the last time you got something like this, it was a local.
What
right?
about yeah, a local anesthetic?
They give a local anesthetic. So I said, well, what's the standard protocol? He said, well, and of course, there she is, ready with that answer.
Sure.
Well, some people do and some people don't. Well, that's helpful. Let me see. Let me see if I can. Then she finally volunteers some decent information where she says, well, the nurse will answer any questions you have about it. Because at that point, I was now, I guess if I had just said, yeah, give me the double amount.
Yeah.
Put me out for 3 hours. No problem at all.
Fuck me
up. They would have, like, signed something on my sheet. But it becomes apparently aware. I become aware of the fact that all of their pre-injection protocol is based on they think I want to get knocked out.
Okay.
So they don't ask you and establish it before. What they do is they just do a blanket assumption that everybody's going to
sure.
do it. So the yeah, I need a driver. Because I didn't say, why do I need a driver for a shot? I think I said right. that to you guys yesterday. So I go back there. I ask the nurse about it. She says, no, you don't. Some people do. But no, if you've done it before and you can handle it. And
that's like, probably well, why you had to be there an hour early.
That's exactly why I had yes. to be there an hour early. Mm-hmm. And so I go back there and this is where the competency deal kicks in. Kind of a surgical environment.
All right.
A lot of people with their act together. A lot of checking and double checking like you get in a hospital. No problem at all. Everything's fine. But ultimately, I'm getting the weightlifter doctor who's going to give me the
oh,
shot
I see
in the spot.
You and your hot wife are back.
Hey.
How are you related again?
Look who's back.
How are you?
I own a yacht. So, it only fits one.
Hey, you brought him back.
Yeah.
Did he hit on her again?
She was in the car. She was waiting in the car. She didn't even come in. She went to the waiting room.
I hope you cracked a window.
Yeah. Well, she said she was going to go out and sit in the car, maybe catch some shut eye while this was going
okay.
on, and I was fine with that. You know, the outfit yesterday was kind of a multicolored surgical cap, and then they wear because they're doing a running X-ray as they're doing the procedure. They have to wear the lead. Protective
sure.
clothing
ah.
and the vests that look kind of like flak jackets,
yeah.
and it kind of looked more like a flak jacket since the docs was camo.
Oh yeah,
what?
Because he's going into battle.
Yeah,
battle the pain.
What an a-hole.
Where'd you go?
No. Look, if he hears this, what am I going to do?
He's not going to hear this.
If you say this. Well, I worry about stuff. When you say that, you know there are people out there that are not gamers that are trying to get that to him. Now, stop it. I know you're sick. Behave yourself. I got to go back to this guy. We will. And by the way, I probably will. That should be a little tease
hey.
Right there. That maybe we have some good news. We will take a break, and I will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's not easy.
This week on the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
I believe if it was not said, the implication was Oscar no longer needs Todd because Oscar has Mac.
And Todd is out of date.
Yeah. Sad, really.
He said behind the times.
Behind yeah, the times, he said. Now,
yes.
Macintosh.
Well, let me just tell you about my morning. I spent the last 30 minutes chewing out one of my contractors.
Oh.
So I'm more than happy to dig in.
Oh, he's ready to go.
Now, Mac, step into Todd's office.
Because you're f***ing dying.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMeraShow.com.
I'm jealous you had Todd Moore on the program.
It was very organic. It was a very great encounter.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Lyft. I love Lyft. Really do. If you've tried Lyft, you know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Lyft is the app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab. And you can download the app. It's easy. Then you request a driver, and they show up an average of 3.5 minutes later. It's so revolutionary. It's so simple, but it's so good. And we love Lyft. And you will, too. Every Lyft driver fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard. That includes DMV and criminal background checks, so you know you're safe. I had multiple wonderful conversations with my Lyft driver. I love it because they just, compared to the old school way we used to get a ride
right.
in a city, you know, you're sitting there now and you have conversations with people, and I just got some great stories from some of these Lyft drivers, and they're all
cool people.
Good energy.
And, you know, yeah. It's the modern economy. I love it. Lyft lets you tip within the app also. That makes the drivers happier. That means they're getting better drivers. 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating from the passenger, which you do after you get your ride.
Yep.
Thanks to Lyft, you can avoid the drunk driving, the bumming rides. You never have to park. It's fantastic. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer. Just for our listeners, 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam, 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code. That is TMOS. So I'm in the fabulous injection set. I think they call it the procedure office, where the procedures
are. It's the situation room, isn't it?
It's not really. I think they do rather elaborate stuff in there. This was a full-fledged, looked like an operating theater that I went into to get this done. They take a big piece of machinery, which is obviously the X-ray unit,
yeah,
and they're scanning you as they put this needle
in. Do you have a leaded vest as well?
I do not have a leaded vest. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm the one that's got
to be seen
through.
Well, I thought they would. They might cover your chest or something.
Well, you'd
like
think.
Like the dentist.
But, yeah, what the hell. I've been shot up so much, it doesn't matter. So I go in there and
you do have
I
a lovely glow today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I know what's coming. I'm a little uptight because I'm just uptight about all that crap. And they put you on a gurney. They prep you. They check your vitals. But outside of that, there's not a lot of poking and pricking and any of that. You're just going in to get this done. And when I go in there and I see the outfit and I'm kind of like, you know, the Napoleon. Oh,
sure.
Like this guy.
Yeah, so
this douche.
Yeah, I'm just back from the paintball range.
Yeah, that's right. So roll in. Get on the gurney. Couple of guys in there. Another guy running there. Lot fully staffed. Very competent. Very together environment. And that's really with all the camo and all the other bells and whistles. Ultimately, it comes down to, I don't care if a guy's a little quirky, if the work's going to be okay, right?
That's valid.
So, at this point, it's up with the shorts, down with the shorts. I ended up going down with the shorts because the men,
good.
There were 3 guys in the operating room. The nurses
yours
were
or his,
area.
By the way?
Mine.
Okay, just
camo shorts.
Yeah, and, leaded camo shorts.
Leaded camo shorts.
Pull those down, sir.
I said... for the first time I made the good doctor and the 2 male assistants that were in there, I made them all laugh when I said, oh no, let's go down with the shorts. I said, we'll play that great Irish game, search for the mushroom. And that's when they all cracked up. And so, you know, how do I describe this feeling? He says it's going to feel a little cold. That's putting the stuff on.
Right. The local.
Well, I think he's putting on the...
like a lidocaine?
Antiseptic.
Oh, an antiseptic. Okay.
That goes on the outside. And then I'm not looking at this. He said, you'll feel a little pinch. And I think that's maybe one of the first. And then, you're going to feel a little pressure here. And
I hate that. That is such a doctor word.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to feel... that means mind-bending pain.
It was not pressure. It was to say it was pressure was it was anyway. He said, "Well, let's see how we're doing."
Does That's he do a 1, a 2, a 3?
No, he says something along the lines of, "There's not a lot of space down there. You've got an arthritic condition, but let's see here, and now we feel a little pressure again, and then okay." I came off the. It was.
Oh
like,
no,
said,
that bad.
Yeah, no, I said. And I'm sorry, Pony, to make you edit on a Friday. I said clearly. F- me, just
oh,
like that.
Wow.
That's how I did it. That pain. That pain was. And here's the good thing. I believe that pain indicated he found the right spot.
Well, obviously, he was open for business.
Yeah, and then I don't know what he shot in there, but, you know, there's a numbing agent followed by a steroidal type thing to stop the inflammation.
What do you mean by the right spot?
The right spot was wherever the source of my pain is that prevents me from sleeping at night, prevents me from getting in and out of the car normally and all the other crap.
Question, is it the kind of thing that when he found that nerve center, did you feel the sensation in other parts of your body?
All right,
or
here's the
only
sensation.
Right there?
He hits me right on the top of my thigh, right where the hip would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go a little bit in towards the you know, the twig and berries area.
Foreplay.
So picture what you would feel is the back of a hand pressing extremely hard on that area, and then... inside that is the tip of a hot lighter, and that's That's in the joint. That's in the joint. Anybody that's ever gotten a cortisone shot, look, there are athletes out there. There are kids that are 19 years old that know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
That is the blissful pain of a cortisone shot.
In the joint.
It is in the joint. They put the medicine where the pain is. And in my particular case, it was stunning. It was what they would call exquisite pain.
The worst.
Exquisite pain.
The worst you've ever felt?
Worst and best? Like,
you know,
the throes of passion?
I've had so many of them, guys. It's not even. I look. Does it? Do I have that moment where I went "F me"? And I rarely do the kind of scream out. I didn't scream. I just went. You just kind of go. Oh, God, I want to smack you, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But that's the
dirty,
reaction.
Dirty.
And the thing is, no, I don't know if it's the worst, but it was
Pony and I,
you know. Oh, and then you leave, and they say now the numbing agent will make the area. You know, you'll get immediate relief from that.
Right.
And then slowly the inflammatory could be 3 to 7 days before that takes. I have no idea because I did not have immediate relief. I didn't, which meant the numbing thing didn't matter. What I'm counting on is that the other stuff is maybe going to help.
Working,
and based on the way I've been walking around today, I'm going to be cautiously optimistic and say hopefully things are better. Herman Cain is retired right now. Haven't been on Herman Cain, so that's good. I got a dull ache in there right now, but I think compared to where I was, boys, I am happy as a pig in poop. I am fine as wine.
What is so fascinating is you had said when you made this appointment, you told us, he said, you know, that you said, is this necessary? Because we've done this before and it didn't work. He said, I got something new. He was vague. He said, there's something new I want to try. So the x-ray thing, we're just finding out about.
They follow the needle in there. They do it with a sonogram. They do it with an x-ray. And so, you know, they're following it in there. And I'm going to be cautiously optimistic and see what happens.
We're hoping for the best, Mike.
And, of course, I constantly say to him, I'm so sorry to bring you into this environment right here. So sorry. And then, and this is what I wrap it up for. As a matter of fact, this is the whole reason that I have brought this to you
today.
And I don't have it with me as a visual aid because Carla was laughing at it last night when we ducked out for Din Din. I will tell you this, and thank you, Gammy, for watching my little guy. That was nice to have a nice romantic dinner with my lady. I will tell you this. Carla says, what is this? I said, it's the gift pack that they give you after surgery.
Like you presented at the Oscars.
Absolutely. A little gift pack with a survey included where you're supposed to review your experience, which I plan on filling out later today because I want them to know about chewing and eating food. That to me is, I don't care. When you're at the front line, I don't want anybody eating when they're dealing with a customer.
You had it on the news.
Out of your mouth.
You had it on the news yesterday. Truly, the way to feel better is to get revenge. So what you want is less pain and you want that bitch fired.
Absolutely. I don't want to go that far. Just tell her to stop eating and go back with the baby.
All right.
But anyway, the thing is, they give me a gift bag, and I will guarantee you that you could probably hazard 10 guesses, and you would not know what's in the gift bag.
Is there a couple items, or is there just one item?
Just one.
Is there a pain clinic drink koozie?
No, there is not.
An inflatable, those things you sit on?
No, not an inflatable. Okay. And there's nothing, by the way, with the logo of the, you know, the outfit that I'm dealing with.
Does it have the logo of the doctor?
No, it does not.
Because I was hoping that we have like a jar of Dr.
Smith. That costs more money, though.
Personal lubricant.
No. I'll give you a hint. Would you like a hint?
Yes. I'd love it.
What is included comes in a variety of sizes, regular and smaller than regular. This was a smaller than regular. That came in a paper bag that was about this big. A paper bag about this big with a handle on it. It had the paper in, and then this particular item, which I said was amazingly generous.
Was it a marital aid of any sort?
It was not a marital aid.
Oh, okay. Was it a cookie?
You know what? I will tell you that you are on the right path with food stuff.
Ooh, soft foods for the elderly. So
old people love to eat.
You know what? I love the way you're doing this. You're like a couple of master detectives.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a fantastic job.
And it couldn't, you know what? A cookie is a bad idea because it would have to have, if it's a gift pack, it has to have a shelf life.
But also.
That's a wonderful point as well, Rob Spade. You've gotten, you know, elderly, soft foods, shelf life.
Lollipop.
Prunes.
I'm
sorry. You're close. You're so very close.
Oh, is it is it some sort of candy?
No, it's a savory item, Rob.
It's a savory item.
It's a savory item.
Rice Krispies treat.
That's not savory.
By the way, it's something everybody has eaten, and it's something everybody knows, and it's something you can get really, it can be really, really good, or it can be really, really not good.
Brownie.
But It's not. What?
Brownie.
That is sweet.
I said savory. You should know the word. Savory means salty.
I got one more question. Is it round?
It's cylindrical.
Cylindrical. Is it?
Which would mean if
it is it a cheese log?
No, it is. It is, and the item itself is contained in a cylinder.
Ooh, caramel.
No,
that's sweet.
You've really left the discussion. You're really bad at this. Suddenly,
I'm sorry. We've canceled the show, Oscar, right, on the NBC.
Chicken breast.
No, Pringles.
No, that is incorrect. Oh. Think smaller. It's about this big. It's got a pull top, and it's a can of chicken noodle soup. Campbell's chicken noodle effing soup. Soup. Soup.
Those cheap ass.
Soup is good food.
I'm sitting there after I get my needle in the crotch, and I said, "What the hell is this?" She said, "It's soup." And I said to her, I looked at her, I said, soup? She said, "Most of the old people don't like to cook after they've gotten to the procedure gun." I said, "I'm in the land of the jump in the casket people." Jesus Christ. Soup.
You know what they should
can
put?
Can of soup.
What they should put in the gift bag is a shovel.
A mini shovel in our backyard where your family buries you. There's where it goes. Thank you. Thanks for the soup.
God,
thanks,
soup.
Camo. Enjoyed the soup. Thanks for the needle. Right,
it's
my,
so
right
cheap.
Next to my right nut. Yes. Soup.
It's a 12-ounce can of Tough soup. Guy soup.
And I just wonder, I mean, who's the person, the first one that got the soup that went, "This is the nicest thing anyone ever did for me. Well, we're going to give f***ing soup to the whole family now."
We get dinner and the injection.
Dinner and a
That's
movie.
Right. Sorry for the F word, Pony. Can't help myself, but thanks for stabbing me next to my right ball, and now I got soup. I'll let you know how it's going. So far, so good. I'm actually cautiously optimistic. We'll see what happens, and we will also take a break. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. When we come back, Rob Spiewak is going to speak about his new pick-to-click television show that he thinks every person should be watching.
And we also have Nikki Diamond next, so we're starting with
Nikki Diamond?
Yes, he's standing by, ready to go.
In the now.
That's very exciting. We'll have Nikki Diamond to talk playoff football. The only teams I know that are playing are Green Bay and Dallas, so I'm looking
He'll give you a full rundown, yeah.
We'll have him next on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Imagine this. It's Saturday morning, and you wake up with me, Rob Spiewak. Now, before you scream, let me explain myself. What I mean is you wake up with me on the radio. Rob Radio on 97.1 The Wave. I've got the world's greatest rock and roll record collection, and I get to share it with you each and every Saturday morning. We will have the best music. We will have fun with music. And this week, the return of the Hands. Tune in and you will understand. Rob Radio on 97.1 The Wave or 97.1thewave.com. Stream it or grab the app and take Rob Radio with you on the go. The Rob Spiewak Show, making radio great again.
Rob Spiewak!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, we love you to support the Mike O'Meara Show by purchasing our bonus package. It is a huge way of supporting TMOS, and we really want you to get involved. Bonus shows are funny, they're uncensored, they're commercial-free, and each week we do them. A sixth episode of the show, uncensored and commercial-free. It can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of the 2017 bonus content, plus all the anthology at over a 25% savings. And yes, Pony Boy Matt Bloom is including fabulous little Christmas album if you subscribe to the Mike O'Meara Show bonus.
It's really great all year round, and it's great if you ever want to do Christmas in July. You have it ready to go.
So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done. Make 2017 the best year ever for everybody. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get him on the show. He is the man with the knowledge, the man from Pahrump, Nevada, who knows all there is to know about football. I'm talking, of course, about the one, the only, Nick Diamond.
Nick Diamond?
Yes, calling him right
now. Hey, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Nicky Diamond. Put your hands together.
Nicky Diamond.
Prognosticator of Pahrump.
In the now.
There you go. Hi, Nicky.
Hey, I don't recognize that voice. Is that Mike O'Meara? I haven't heard.
No, that's
me. Oh, that's true, Mike. You haven't been here for his last two appearances.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry, Nikki. I know I've missed you. How have you been?
I've been good. I'm sure you're so busy traveling. Hey, you know the Tony Tony's never been to say that.
That, yeah, I have been traveling, Nikki, and try to get up to my desk. Nothing like the you know about travel. You traveled out here on a bus.
Yeah,
at one
took the bus for 73 hours. I know travel.
You do know travel, and Nikki, I know that you're getting quite a fan base out there. A lot of people like your material. They like you, and I'm wondering how things are going out in Nevada. How are you doing out there? Everything going well in your life? I always like to get a peek behind the curtain and find out about the real Nikki Diamond.
Things are going well. Me and Pawn World, we made up. apparently, they were emailing me, and I don't know how to check the email through my website. But it's all good. We're all made up. So again, Pawn World, you get to
Okay, Nikki. Nikki, look, we've had a discussion about sponsorships and how we have paid advertisers on this show that probably would not be thrilled if there were side deals. I told you I was going to talk about it. I'm curious, did you ever contact Pawn World, or was this a cart before the horse thing where you decided you'd be talking about Pawn World and then maybe you could cut
they would
a deal
find
with
someone, you. Yeah.
Someone told me that that's the way it went down, that you started plugging Pawn World not because you had an advertising agreement with them, but the fact that you thought because of your relationship with Pawn World with other transactions, right, that it might be a good thing for you to do. Can you enlighten us on that?
Yeah, that's 100%
accurate. Okay. Thanks, Nikki. All right. All right. Well, that's. I'm glad that you're mentioning Paul. I hope it becomes a formal agreement somewhere down
the line. I think so, too. I think they're definitely going to be the main sponsor of the Nikki Diamond Show coming in 2017 in the Mike O'Mara Radio
that's
enterprise.
Great. I wish you luck with that. What's the do you pawn a lot of stuff, Nikki?
I don't have a lot of stuff left to pawn, but I used to back when I was a younger man.
So if someone was a big Nikki Diamond fan and they were to visit Pawn World, they could probably pick up some really nice collectibles.
Yeah, just tell them Nikki sent you and then buy what Nikki you sell.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, a lot of cufflinks.
Oh, yeah, who did that promo? I heard the promo for the Nikki Diamond Show on your show.
In the now.
That was listener Jim Amato, Nick.
Jim Amato, you are hired. You are the new producer of Nikki Diamond Show.
Hey! There it is. Best show on the
In
network.
The know.
In the know.
Nikki.
That guy has an ear. He has an ear for talent. He's a genius. You will get paid very little, but you are on board, sir.
You know what, Nikki? I'm going to give you some credit that the last time I spoke with you, and I know I missed you a couple of times, we, sounded like you'd had a little too much evening. You are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today on the show, and I think that's a credit to you.
Well, thank you. I mean, now that I'm given this opportunity for the Nikki Diamond Show, I got to show that I am ready to prove to the world that I can have the best, at least one of the top 7 podcasts on the network.
Yeah. Nikki, once again,
he's talking about opportunities, offers, and stuff.
Nikki,
I don't know that anything.
We love having you on the show.
You're here
we are
for the games, man.
Yeah, you're popping in on my show to talk about football, the playoff weekend. That's what we have you here for.
Divisional playoffs.
Yeah, divisional. Now we're not doing the show yet, Nikki. This is a guest appearance. I don't like the dirty laundry on the show. This is stuff I'd like to discuss with you off air, or have Rob talk to you off air.
I feel this is very clean laundry. The laundry is very.
All right, Nikki. Okay.
Nikki, hey, I'm going to be having a Super Bowl party. Come to Arnie's Cocktail Lounge on.
You can't plug an appearance at Arnie's Cocktail Lounge on the show. That is not Nikki. There's protocol,
also
my friend.
Mike, unless you're traveling on the day of the Super Bowl.
Okay, I didn't know. I know nothing about Arnie's Cocktail. Is this a place you hang out with your pals? Is that what this is?
It's a place that you don't have a local watering hole, my friend. Of course, I hang out there. I would like to invite Jolene White and Roniqua, the beautiful black woman Roniqua from Las Vegas.
It's Ronique, not Roniqua. How dare you?
Yeah, and he's obviously reading the social media.
Roniqua is a much better name.
That's terrific. That's great. Well, have a good time.
Okay,
Nikki, Super Bowl party.
You're eating up your airtime.
You are.
All right, let's get in. Let's go. This is how we're going to break everything down. Let's break it down first by the Saturday games, then Sunday games, the divisional.
Let's break it down like my nervous breakdown.
Playoffs. And if we can get through this, we'll talk about your Super Bowl party. All right?
Okay, good.
Hold on a second. No, we won't. I'm sorry. No, we won't.
We won't talk about his Super Bowl party until he perhaps has a conversation with one of you guys off air. We have a discussion about Nikki's Super Bowl party promoted on my show. Thank you. That's when the discussion will occur. We will now talk about football, which we hired Nikki Diamond to talk about. We will not talk about Pawn World or Arnie's goddamn cocktail lounge, and I'm sorry to have a full-fledged meltdown. But that'll happen after the fact. I am sorry, Nikki.
There are channels,
the
Nikki.
Yeah, there are channels.
All right, then.
I'm sorry, 775727.
Oh, God. Help me. What about the games, Nikki? Oh, God.
Break them down for us, please. Let's start with Saturday's games. Do you like the Seahawks? What do you like?
I like the Seahawks to get destroyed. They don't do – their offense does not travel. Atlanta has way too much offense. They'll keep it close, but they'll pull away. The Falcons will definitely cover the point spread. They're looking at a 31-20 kind of a game.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Nikki, now I apologize for that outburst, but I will tell you a serious question about Green Bay, Dallas. I really am thinking about laying a little something down on this game because the fact is I think Aaron Rodgers – is the coolest customer playing the best football right now, and I think I like Green Bay in this game. What are your thoughts on the Green Bay Packers?
Mike, despite you not allowing me to have a Super Bowl party, because apparently...
I'm not allowing you to have a Super Bowl party. You're able to have a Super Bowl party. I just want to talk about it later. Thank you.
Mike, you're on to something here. This is the game of the week. And when in doubt, who's the best quarterback on the field? That's Aaron Rodgers. The man was amazing last week against the Giants. He single-handedly tore up that defense. The Cowboys do not have as good a defense as the Giants. I think this will be an amazing game. But when in doubt, Aaron Rodgers is the man, my second favorite Rodgers in the family, the guy that won the Bachelor. He's very cool, too.
That's the trivia. Yes,
his
go
brother,
ahead,
absolutely. Yeah. Let's jump to the other Saturday game, 8:15, CBS, Texans-Patriots. What's your call?
Yeah, I actually have a question about this. Is that everybody is saying that the quarterback, Brock Osweiler, can't do it, that he's just totally outmatched by Brady. He's a powerful guy. He's a big guy. Is there any possible way he can match up or even beat Tom Brady, or is that off the table?
You know who else thinks that Brock Osweiler can't do it?
Who?
Brock Osweiler. Watch that game.
Wow.
So don't even watch that game. Well, I guess that leads us to our dime. Is it time for our dime?
No, one more game,
okay.
Mike. Four games this
weekend. I'm
not
trying to hustle him off the show. Yes. I'm really not trying to do that.
Steelers, Chiefs, Sunday, your other Sunday game. That's a 1 o'clock game, NBC. What's your take?
This is actually another good game, but I think that everyone's on the Steelers now. They've got all the star power. But the Chiefs are the most underrated team in the NFL. The last 2 years, they've been awesome, and no one talks about them. The Chiefs will pull this out on a late field goal, setting up Chiefs-Patriots in the AFC Championship game, which will then set up, eventually, a Super Bowl, which will there be a party at the Diamond Pick of the Week.
No! There he goes.
160. Light him up!
There he goes. All right, thank you. Got his plug in there.
Bye, Nikki.
Got in there.
Goodbye.
Please, someone. Thanks, Nikki. Goodbye. Someone have a word, maybe? Just a word, please. Just so.
I mentioned that it was bad form, and he said he wouldn't do it. That's it. And then
Have we gotten any other calls from Pawn World that, normally somebody mentions something, they're happy about it, but it wasn't sanctioned. I guess Pawn World wasn't really happy about it.
Pawn World
doing
wrote
that.
Once, and there was a cease and desist, and then apparently we had some listeners go to Pawn World, so they retracted the cease and desist.
And I tried to call them, and their phone tree is down. Yeah, I was on hold for about 45 minutes.
If you want to know why I got upset, when the listeners walk into Pawn World in Nevada, they don't say Nikki Diamond. They said, I heard that I'm treated like a king from the Mike O'Mara show.
Right.
Then we get the correspondence, and now we've got Arnie's Cocktail Lounge, where there's an unsanctioned party where God knows what is going on, and God knows what kind of people are going to be there. And I just like to know, I'd like to have a little control over something.
I'll check out Yelp and see what I can find out.
And to be fair to us, Nikki had not mentioned that he had a Super Bowl party in the works.
You didn't do that.
No,
we're not in the know.
In the
No.
We were not in the know about that at all.
So we are
his,
now.
His diamond pick of the week was his Super Bowl party. Is that what we're left with?
Yes, so I suppose you
can
bet on that.
The diamond pick of the week was Arnie's cocktail line.
Yeah, you can bet on having a great time.
That's what it is. All right. Now, I've been trying to get Rob to talk about it in detail. Rob is hot to trot to watch a show that's so bad it's good.
Yes.
And it's your now you are watching this regularly, right?
Mike, it is a season ticket in my DVR. It is from the producers LeBron James and Chris Hardwick. It is The Wall.
Is LeBron James really the producer?
Yes. Yes.
Mike. Oh, my.
It might have been his idea to say, hey, you know that show on The Price is Right? Let's steal that.
Mike, LeBron James is such a powerhouse in the entertainment business now that he has a house.
In the know.
He has a house on, if it's not the Warner Brothers lot, it's the Sony lot. They built him a
So he can live on the lot?
So he can live on the lot when he makes the next Space Jam.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's so the type of power he has now.
I have not seen Rob Spiewak get this enthused positively or negatively about a television show in a very long time. You've actually sent me a link. You want me to get involved
in this
show?
I want you to see it because the first thing I thought is this is the best Charlie show. You know Charlie, your house boy. The last time he was this excited about this show was The Mole. But this show is... It's if you're familiar with The Price is Right, it's Plinko on steroids. They've got probably a 60-foot Plinko board, mm-hmm. and then they give the people that are contestants, they come out, they are throwing everything at the wall to make stupid people love this show. There's the heartwarming backstories.
You're talking figuratively. They're not actually throwing things at the wall.
No. I'm sorry. That is a figure of speech.
Can you give us a paragraph about exactly how they... You say Plinko, and I know Plinko, you put those giant poker chips up at the top, and
right.
you go ding, 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 and then it falls into a slot at the bottom.
And you win money, ostensibly.
So is that how this works, basically? Or?
Kind of, because what happens is it starts with your snarky host, Chris Hardwick, who actually is underused. He's a good host.
Chris Hardwick rules, and mostly people know him from my generation from Singled Out.
Yeah.
But he actually paved his own way in the world of podcasting, Mike, where he reinvented himself and created the Nerdist.
Yes.
And
the huge podcast.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So the Nerdist really became his second platform for getting his voice out there. The Nerdist was then acquired by a motion picture company, and now he has a deal with not just the Xfinity hawking us the X1s. He's doing these NBC game shows.
But he's funny, but he's not being used enough.
No. He's actually so great when he's there and doing the after shows, he should be doing more on this
exactly.
game show.
So speaking of morons,
a little love. I'm hearing a little love for The Wall.
Well,
I love The Wall.
They bring out a couple, and always
not the one in Texas.
It's a couple that, Mike, they've overcome something. So then they go to the video piece.
So there's a backstory for
yes,
the contestants?
Yes, you have to know the contestants. And
that's a little reality taste
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, so they've got okay. that. And then they start dropping balls. And the balls are probably the size, I would say, of basketballs.
Do they drop balls into the Plinko board?
What happens is the balls magically appear at the top of the 60-foot Plinko board.
No. You're not giving it the respect it's due.
At the beginning, they just appear.
Beginning, yeah, at the beginning.
Because later
What did I miss there?
Later on... The meathead guest, who's they're all meatheads that play the game. Apparently,
yeah,
I think that's a back rule.
You indicated that to me in a very rude way over social media, and
they have to figure out where they're going to drop their balls from. So there is a large ball tube, not unlike when you go to a bank and
bowling alley.
Dummy will hold up the ball over his head and said, "I want this ball to go in slot number 2." For
how many slots are there?
They know the numbers.
Seven. There's seven. But then
there's seven slots, and then does he put the ball in a tube?
Yes, and then they give a reason, and it's usually something really thoughtful.
What color are the balls?
They're white when they go in, but they can change color at the top of the board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
White or red? White or red?
So he'll say something like, ball number 2 and slot number 2 for my second son.
Yes.
And everyone goes, yay!
So they actually try to put the whammy.
But it's
on,
like big money, big money, big
balls.
Money, big
because
money.
Because the further
money.
Over you put
in
the ball,
no.
If you go farthest over number 7, you are closest to the $1 million slot. So you have a statistical advantage. Although the questions are harder.
Well, now
the
hold
bigger
on.
The
now
number.
You've confused me a little.
Why?
Bit. I thought that this game is completely random,
and that
it is, although you get to choose from where the ball drops at the top of the board.
So
is there a better odd of putting it in slot?
He says so.
That's what they say.
But it'll never drop directly to the number.
But they say it on the show.
It could add up on the other far end, but they say that on the show.
Because if you go all the way to the right, the $1 million slot is also all the way over to the right.
How do you determine what slot you get?
You
just can pick it?
You pick it, but then your questions get harder the bigger the number.
Yeah, and once you pick it, that slot is dead, so you got to keep going down the line.
And so what happens is then you start...
So does everybody go for number 7 first?
No, not necessarily. No.
Well, you said it's statistically better chance to
but
get the
questions
million?
Are harder, and if you miss a question, the ball turns red.
I'm confused. You're not explaining this.
There's too much going on.
You're explaining this like a mook.
This is the gist.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, Mike.
If you've watched...
No, I don't get it. You're saying there's statistics and all that.
You're getting too deep into this. It is the 2017 version of Plinko. The board is as big as a building.
Right.
Chris Hardwick is the host. They bring on a couple that basically has some hardships in their life that they have to overcome. They split the couple up. One of them is in an isolation room, and the other one is actually playing the game. And at the end of the game, depending on how much money the guy has won or lost, they offer... The woman or a couple and the individual in isolation a check say you can get $50,000 right now or you can tear up the check
and get what the guy wants.
Yes,
but what needs to be said is the person in isolation is the one answering all the questions that determine.
Start again.
The person in isolation answers all the questions that are asked to determine how many balls they get to drop on the Plinko board.
Does the person in isolation know whether they're answering those questions correctly or
See,
not?
See, that's the thing. They don't.
They don't
know until the end of the game whether or not...
So the person in isolation does not know how many questions they've answered correctly and does not know how much money their partner has made.
No, and so then they're offered a chance.
Hold on. Every time they answer a question correctly, do they get a ball?
Yes, and if they answer a question incorrectly, they get a ball that subtracts.
Yes.
Oh,
so
no.
You could get $1 million because if you drop a slot, a green ball, say in a $25,000 slot, you get $25,000. But a wrong answer ball, red ball, lands in the $25,000 slot,
they
take away $25,000.
Yes.
I might have to watch it now. Yes. I'm liking it more.
So, but then they come out and
you're
the
addicted
person,
to this game though, Rob. I know you are.
It's very, you know what? After three beers, it's the greatest show on television.
It's a lot of yelling
after
at the television.
I want to watch
it. Oh, and that's the other thing is that the person, it's not like The Price is Right where they just drop and watch.
That's
the person drops the ball and then runs up to the board and yells and screams at the ball. So there's a lot of excitement.
Because it's a lengthy process for the ball to get to the bottom.
Yes. And there's
ping, 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 ping. And you're yelling, no, yes, no,
$1. The only thing that confuses me and the only thing is this slot number 7 thing where you said the statistics. Because I never thought.
Don't worry about
there
that nonsense. That's inside furniture talk. Don't worry about that.
Thought a Plinko board, by its very nature, is random.
It could go in any direction. Realistically, if you dropped, if you really want to get into
what they're doing, and you know what, this is the most simple way to explain it. The people that at the wall are trying to introduce an element of skill that doesn't exist. Yeah. And that's what they're trying to do.
Great at statistics, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I like that. What's the most money somebody's won that you
have? I've seen someone walk away with, I think, $870,000.
Yeah, I saw someone just win $500,000. It's pretty awesome.
But there was and a half a million.
Yes.
Yeah. But what was great is the show that dropped.
Let's
I think
on the show.
Wednesday night, the lady came out and said she didn't like her answers. So she accepted the contract for $57,000 when they had almost $1 million. It was like $980,000.
Oh,
so her decision lost them $900,000. Yeah. And the pause and the guy saying, I still love you.
Wow.
And I turned to Carrie and I said, yeah, he still loves her, just not as much as he did an hour ago.
That's life-changing money.
Yeah, but it's, you know what, worth a look. I asked my father to watch it, and he sent me a 3-word text. He said, worst show ever. I recommend it. I think it's a blast.
You got me intrigued. We'll take a break and come back. We got Oscarazzi, even though you're under the weather today.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Excellent. A little Oscarazzi entertainment news when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Welcome back to WDGH. This is Gowan, and I'm joined in studio with none other than the Pony Boy himself, Matt Bloom.
Welcome, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we only have time for a couple questions. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you're the senior producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is that a job as fun as I'd imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You've been up in your presence quite a bit as of late, and the fans seem to really dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Given your impeccable timing and impressive vernacular, do you think your role will continue to grow?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, we gotta wrap it up, but one more question. What's up with all those tentacles in anime?
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it, folks. Phony boy Matt Bloom. You can hear everything he has to say, and, well, hopefully more, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's Pony Boy. That's a promo for Pony Boy. I love that. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Nothing better than handing someone your card. It's a classy move, and Rob's got another one. Remember, here's the deal. $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout for 500 cards. That's $9.99, 500 business cards. What do you have for us today, Rob?
Are you near Bradenton, Florida?
Not particularly, but I know where it is.
Everybody in Bradenton has pools, and if you have a pool, you need to call Doug Hicks from Doug's Pool Service. Look
there
at the custom artwork on this one. It's nice. He's actually put an actual picture of one of the pools he services and his name. So Doug's Pool Service of Bradenton, Florida. Check them out. Commercial and residential maintenance. Make your pools sparkle with Doug's Pool Service.
You know, we mentioned send Rob your cards. You can send her to P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And if you get your card, you make it Vistaprint, we'll put it on the show. We love you doing that. Thank you very much, Doug. We appreciate it. These cards are totally customizable front and back. And remember, the deal is $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS for 500 business cards. They have the best customer service, and they will help you if you're not 100% happy. They'll make it right. Remember, use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Without further ado, let's bring him in on death's door today.
Can't wait for the I today.
With Oscar Razzi.
Wow.
That's evil. Oh, that's evil right there.
Fellas.
Yeah. Bring the gurney.
What happens when you have a famous mom that dies that was just in a Star Wars movie?
That would be, what's the name of the daughter? I forgot her name.
Who cares? But the deal is this.
Access Hollywood says, we need this guy.
That Disney calls you and says, hey, we didn't expect your mom to die. Can we buy the rights to her image and her voice?
Oh, no, really?
Disney sucks. Disney sucks.
Yes.
So because we already know that they've done all of her stuff. They've already filmed all her stuff for episode 8. So to finish the trilogy...
I hope she lawyers up and puts the screws to him. Wait, how about a little decorum?
Yeah.
Well, I would also...
You know your mom died and all.
You gotta lock up the deal, Mike. You gotta lock it up.
Sucks.
Lock it up.
That's so greasy nasty.
That is very Disney, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pure Disney.
They are in the depths of negotiation, or the midst of negotiation right now with the Fisher Family Trust to see if they can actually get this done. There's a couple things for you Star Wars nerds out there. A, without giving any spoilers out there, you should have seen Rogue One by now if you're a fan. You will see Carrie Fisher in that movie at some point, right?
Billy Lord is her daughter.
Yes, yes.
Billy Lord.
And then...
Billy Lord.
Two, she was slated to be, or her
gorgeous,
image...
Gorgeous, by the way. She's a beautiful girl. Very, very pretty girl.
And these other spin-offs...
Right.
...with different incarnations. So they have to get this deal in place because, let's be honest, no one saw this coming.
No. And that's a pretty big plot point.
Yeah.
Look, the one thing with the dysfunction, and God knows I've been immersed in this over the last couple of weeks, watching the one-woman show from Carrie Fisher and then watching the documentary about Debbie Reynolds and her daughter... I feel for this young lady. She's in this show business world, and say what you will about their dysfunction, they do appear to be somewhat of a close-knit group, and I'm sure I can't even fathom the devastation of losing your grandmother and your mother within one day of each other. So I wish this poor young lady nothing but the absolute best, and I hope Disney doesn't Disney her.
Well, it sounds like really her digital image is on... not the auction block, but on the negotiating table.
Mm-hmm,
and it's going to be important. But for as far as Billy Lord is concerned, that ideally someone could think about this, Mike. In Hollywood in the past, and this actually happened in Back to the Future, right?
Right.
In Back to the Future, when...
Oh, Crispin Glover.
Yes!
He did not want anything to do with the sequel, so they were able to construct his role out of outtakes and body doubles. This is before CGI.
Yes.
Because he signed away the right to his image.
Well, they owned them. They owned the character. So I think he sued unsuccessfully.
But they could have done that and said, look, we already have this.
Right.
So this may be, while it sounds a little hinky and it sounds like the timing's just, it's too soon, the reality is if you're going to pay someone for their family member's work, get in front of it.
Also, is it Peter Cushing, who is in the other man who passed away, that plays Moff Tarkin in Rogue One? I don't know that there was a financial agreement, but they did get the permission of the family to use his image in Rogue One. So it might be something as simple as that, but it sounds like they've got so much riding on this, they want something financial nailed down.
It's a whole new world out there, right?
Yeah.
Mentioned earlier in the week, Mike, you talked about this inside job with the Kardashians and the Diamonds.
Mm-hmm. The elderly robbers, the guys that are veteran crooks. Absolutely.
Yes, Paris officials have finally charged
them. Guilty.
The first four suspects in the Kardashian heist. And there's a lot going on and a lot of layers to this heist. But everything points back to the Kardashians, where why, if you're walking around with millions of dollars worth of jewelry, do you not have more security than what you have?
Because you're dumb. You're ultimately dumb, and you really haven't done anything smart to make your money. You've just kind of been there, and you've been lucky, and you've made a sex tape. And, this was an inside job from somebody who was in the know.
In the know.
He's a person of interest in the case, by the way.
Nick Diamond.
Nicholas Diamond.
There's also another allegation that there were two women within this crew that were following Kim throughout her trip to Paris.
And ready to attack.
Well, they thought that they were just fans, and in their world, it might have been something normal to say, oh, these people are just following us because we're famous.
Absolutely.
But they were allegedly part of the crew.
A lot of people don't realize early in my career, Dennis Murphy robbed me at gunpoint. not a nice experience.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But money, it was a six-pack.
Mike.
Oh, hands up, a-hole.
Didn't he take
actually, that? Mike, hand up.
Yeah, he couldn't hold the gun and, like, get the goods.
It was failed. That's why I blew it.
He asked me to put it in his shirt.
Okay. New rock star couple together, The Weeknd and Selena Gomez, who, by the way, if you're an Instagram fan and follow her, put out a thong shot last night.
Yeah,
that kept
me
up for a little while.
Pretty good.
And she looks beautiful. The Weeknd, one of the hottest stars in Hollywood right now as far as music is concerned, right? And it's also interesting because in this world of all access, you see The Weeknd performing at the Victoria's Secret lingerie show they have annually. And The Weeknd was dating one of the Hadid sisters, who's a Victoria's Secret angel. But Selena Gomez.
And the cleanest carpet in town.
I've never asked you this, Oscar. Do you think his brother has a chance of making it in the NBA? Because he's being highly recruited.
Who's his brother?
The Long Weeknd.
Thank you. I like it when he doesn't know it's coming. That's good. I'll be here all week. Happy Friday, everybody.
All right. And I'll leave you with this. Chris Rock is teasing an epic set with Dave Chappelle and Amy Schumer. If they're going to go on tour together, or this is going to be some sort of special, we don't know yet. If Netflix is going to back up the Brinks truck, but I would love to see not just Chris Rock, but not just Dave Chappelle, not just Amy Schumer, but all three of them together.
Yeah.
That would be epic.
Been a while since Chris Rock has done stand-up, isn't it? Yeah,
pretty crazy.
And I'd love to see it. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And I don't know, Amy Schumer, been there, done that. But
Mike, they have to have an opener.
Yeah, that's true.
That is Oscar Austin for this week.
All right, thank you, Oscar. We'll take a break, come back with Rob Spiewak and his little sounds, the last group of little sounds that he has gathered painstakingly.
Pretty little sounds.
To send you into the weekend. These sounds are usually, well, it's been my experience, the best sounds of the weekend. We'll be right back.
Listen to Americast and get caught up on all the shows of more broadcasting, like this clip from the Rob and Joe Show.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Subscribe on iTunes or download it from MikeOMaraShow.com every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Well, things are getting back to normal.
2017 has you right back in the swing of things, no?
Yes,
so,
no.
That means it's time to get back to shopping through our Amazon portal. And if you haven't shopped Amazon through us before, what the heck are you waiting for? This is Mike O'Mara reading the commercial improperly. Whether you need gloves, mittens, heated, socks, a thermal blanket, or a festive ice cube mold, if you're in Florida, Amazon has it, so you can get it. Amazon.com has everything you need and at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our website. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here. At TMOS, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon, click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. All those copy points were stacked neatly on top of one another.
Stacked.
Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to the show. Bring it in, boys. Open the door. Give me the key. Open it now. There it is, the audio vault for today. Friday, Jan 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, no.
Such bad luck.
Yes, I wish I had known where the steps were.
In the now.
Thank you.
I love the
Is
echo.
That a black cat?
It's like Nicky Diamonds in a stairwell.
He pushed me.
Or a Don's Johns.
All right. Mike, you've been married a few times, and
yes,
I play this because I knew you wouldn't be doing news today. This is a good Florida story. Her name is Amanda Willis. She was a maid of honor at a wedding. And I know I have been a best man, and I think the maid of honor is a similar role. And one of the things you have to do is sort of work as an advocate of the bride and groom to make sure things go well during the ceremony and at the reception. Amanda Willis did not keep up her end of the bargain. Imagine you were at this Florida wedding.
The wedding was beautiful. The ceremony was beautiful.
She was a mess. I mean, she drank almost the whole entire bottle of Fireball.
She was drunk within 20 minutes to a half an hour.
And she just went up to the best man and grabbed the keys out of his pocket and jumped in his car. She almost hit him. She took off and his feet were dragging across the ground. He had to hit the e-brake.
She went back inside and she grabbed up the big bottle of Captain Morgan and just guzzled it like this.
As soon as I turned around, she came and cracked me up the side of the face.
She's no longer my friend.
Oh, my God. Why do I think somebody that was probably of larger carriage, all the super sweet drinks?
Yeah, Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan, the Fireball.
Also, there's got to be some sort of sexual history between the two.
That's what I was thinking. Like, not necessarily.
Right? How dare you date my high school boyfriend and now marry him?
Or I'm going to bang that usher.
That's a shame she's not a friend anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet they get back together. What do you think
sure.
of that? I
Absolutely.
Think that'll happen. Oscar, they Jess? Have the show The Doctors. It will air today. And the guest is Lamar Odom, who has had a bad year, is actually doing better. And they asked him, now that you are sobering up and all is well, what do you want to do with your life?
Going forward, when you look at your life ahead of you, what are you looking forward to?
Honestly, I want my wife back.
Oh. He wants Chloe back.
Oh,
too late. She's not Chewbacca anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think there's any chance it'll happen?
Khloe Kardashian has made the transformation from what was, you know, generally unhealthy. And I know we made fun of her. And
roll the tape.
There she
is.
She was not considered the sexiest of the Kardashians.
She was great in Rogue One.
But she has made, and she's talked about this, she has made a transition in her life, and not just for herself, but for her overall happiness, to be a healthier person. And she, A, looks incredible.
Yeah,
B,
yeah, she's the of the Kardashians, you know, that were not attractive, that are now, she is definitely
of a good-looking family. But let's talk about just health in general, right?
Right.
She looks like one of the healthiest of the three sisters, and healthy in general. And she's made the transition where she stood by her husband when he OD'd.
Right.
At
right.
the Bunny Ranch, of all places.
It wasn't right. the Bunny Ranch. It was a subsidiary brothel.
See, seems like she's got a big heart, even if you read between the lines. And I don't know if I don't know if there's anything if there's coming back for Lamar Odom at this point with her, but who knows? You know,
love can heal toxic. Things. He'd probably be a little toxic for her.
It's tough.
Are you upset? Are you bothered that the Chargers are leaving Los Angeles?
Yeah, I am actually. I think it sucks. I think it's really it's what modern sports became.
San Diego didn't want to pony up, Mike.
Three decades. Yeah, but I mean, I you know, it's another billionaire that doesn't get help with the stadium, and there's no loyalty to the area, and there's no loyalty to the fan base.
The fan base also wasn't loyal. They wouldn't go to the games.
Well, I
they
think what's great. What's great
still,
is
I hate it when they move. You know, do we really need two teams in L.A.? Do we need that? Do we need maybe three teams in L.A.? I don't think so.
Los Angeles, Jimmy Kimmel last night, Los Angeles said they greeted this news with all the excitement of getting a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon in the mail.
And, that says it all right
And he
there.
Found a great piece of tape. Here's Jimmy Kimmel talking about the Chargers coming to L.A.
This was a solid take from a gentleman who happened to be outside the stadium where the Chargers are going to play.
What about football fans here in L.A.? Are they excited about having the Chargers come here?
I mean, I think they should have stayed over in San Diego, man. We got one bad team already in L.A. In L.A. Why are we going to bring another one?
And he's the Chargers' new coach.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a marvelous weekend, everybody.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Oscar, it's like when they move to L.A., they're not gonna. Nobody came to the games in San Diego. Nobody's going to come to the games in L.A.
Well, no. And this is a bonus. They're going to have to play in the L.A. Galaxy MLS soccer stadium.
Oh, it's like a 23,000-seat park, right?
So the place is going to look jammed. It'll look cool on TV. But think about it. They don't even have a stadium yet.
No, it's like they're going to be playing in the Capitol Center.
That'll be fun. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Snail mail, TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag, it's,
how's that?
Two B's at MichaelMarishow.com. That's been waiting there for the entire show.
Attaboy.
Thanks for all your support for Rob's P-Wag and Husky Santana and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom. This is, and by the way, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, if you have any questions, that is the guy that knows what's going on.
In the know.
That's right. Thanks for joining us for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Roniqua.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.